Blog Talk Radio.
We are glad to be on the air this morning. Took us a minute to get things lined out, and we apologize for the tardiness, but we're glad to be coming to you from right here in just south of Deport, Texas, in northeast Texas, and we're grateful to have the opportunity to preach the Word of God to you this morning. I'm Brother Brandon Teague, and welcome to the Old Paths broadcast this Sunday at Faith Baptist Church here, and we're going to be picking up where we left off. Last Sunday, we weren't able to broadcast part number 140, which was on giving him the glory. And the Father, Christ said, Father, glorify thy name. And the Father came back and said from heaven, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. And we're going to look at that this morning as we ease into our text this morning. But we're not going to focus on that verse so much, but we're going to definitely touch upon it because it leads us right into where we're at this morning. I do want to back up just a hair as we look into this morning's message, which will be from John chapter 12, and we're going to be looking primarily at verses 31 through 33, but we're going to back up and we're going to read from verse 20 down through verse 33. John chapter 12, we'll beginning in verse 23. And the Bible said, and Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come. I'm sorry, I'm jumped to 23. Let's look at verse 20, rather. I'm sorry, I said 20. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, desired him, saying, sir, we would see Jesus. They wanted an opportunity to talk to Jesus. I can tell you they'd heard many, many things about him. These were Greeks who'd been proselytized. They'd become Jews. And so they had heard things about his miracles. They'd heard things about his teaching, and they were interested in knowing, is this the Messiah? But the time had run out. The time had run out, and the Bible says that the same, therefore, they came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida, Philippi, which of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sirs, we would see Jesus. Then Philip cometh, and he telleth Andrew, and again, Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. So Jesus' first two disciples, it was those two who came, and they told Jesus, so these Greeks, they want to talk to you. They want to find out about you. They want to know more. And I think to myself that it must have really pleased Jesus knowing that these Gentiles were seeking him. And it was a foreshadowing of the ministry that would come after his death when the gospel went into all the world and everybody had an opportunity to be saved. But here's Jesus. Here's what he says when Philip and Andrew come and tell him about these Greeks. He said, Jesus answered them, verse 23, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. In other words, the hour is come. The pinnacle of all creation, the very most important, most defining moment of the entire existence